time to start.
I started the tape. Get fucked. This is Madge Weinstein. You're watching Yeast Radios. That, what we were listening to, is the newer version of the Postal Service person called Dintel or something. I don't like it so much, but I've only listened to it twice. Okay, I think somebody farted in there. The chat rooms. Okay, now let's play the theme song and we can all begin. Okay, right. Get fucked. Stradsky's around today. You'll see him in the background above the fields. That is fucking show. Okay, whoever said this is exciting, you really need to kind of get a life. Oh, you all said it. Alright, anyway, this is Madge Weinstein on Yeast Radio with a video chaos. Thank you, Luke, for staying up. That's very nice of you. Very nice of you. I think we need some more haters, though. It doesn't look like there's... Yesterday, we had like 70 people on there because we had so many haters. I think we need that. Or maybe those were just heart box. Heart bots. Heart bots. Anyway. All right, so this show is being videotaped for the public access because Chris Weagle told me to, as you know. What? Oh, God, these fucking bitches on the chat room are already acting up. Okay. How's the video quality? Shitty? Right. Audio? Shitty? Yeah, who cares? Let's see. Before I get started, I want to load the Skype. Oh, fuck, I got to turn on the television. Hold on. Because this is how I monitor the Skype over here. It's my other monitor. Damn horse. See, the Skype is over there. So we're only going to talk. No, we can't get into. I would love to do it in 1080p, but I don't think the public access community stations are prepared to do that. And yeah, right, it's very funny. All right, so I wanted to show you the new teapot I got for my birth. This is the only thing I asked for Hanukkah. Oh, fuck, it just spilled on my cunt top. Looks like urine's on one of my master tapes. Masturbate. Can you see how much I care? Oh, no, that sucks. But this is my clay teapot. Clay Aiken gave it to me. Isn't it nice? It's just a clay teapot. Okay. Now, before I get started, I wanted to tell everyone out there, first of all, get fucked. And secondly, go fuck yourself. My voice coming in okay? It's not made of chocolate, you fat ass. Oh, that's not Andy. Sorry. It's fucking clay. That's why it's called a clay teapot. God, people are dumb. I have to remember to be nice. You know what pissed me off? So I got to tell you. So they're getting ready to release Pad Show 3.0, which I really don't know what it is. But whatever it is, I'm sure it's going to be vastly different from whatever we have today. You'll be shocked and awed. You'll be flying an airplane onto a goddamn aircraft carrier. You're going to be so fucking shocked. But so Adam Curry asked us all to make channels. So I made a channel called Yeast Infections. If you look at my Twitters from last night, you'll find it. But I looked at other people's channels and I thought, and Dawn and Drew have a channel of their favorite shows. Do you know I wasn't on there? So we have to hate them now. Okay, that's done. And Mark, Bicycle Mark, and Turd Mark. This is a Beltone. This cup was stolen from the Beltone Laboratory or whatever they call it in the Netherlands. That's why I have one of these special cups. Do I sweeten with tea or honey? I sweeten with tea. Who the fuck asked me that? Madge, do you sweeten with tea or honey? I sweeten tea with honey. No, with tea. Sugar. If I had honey, I would use it. But the problem is I can't work honey. I'm too uncoordinated. It gets everywhere. What kind of sugar? Who the fuck cares? Jesus Christ, I can't look at this fucking screen. All right. Today I wanted to talk about some things. But first, we have a new clip from Norman Augustinus that I haven't heard myself. We are going to play that. Isn't that exciting, everyone? I'll try to make faces. Norm Augustinus, you know him, he's got his own podcast called Norm Augustinus Got Zurzkum. Let's see, audio attachments. Where the fuck is this goddamn thing? Sorry, I'm usually more organized than this. I didn't have coffee today, just the tea, and I think it might be a bad decision. Okay, so this is the correct one. First he sent me the wrong one, he says. I hope this piece is long, that way I don't have to talk. I can drink lots of tea. Oh, it's only 2 minutes. Oh, well. Short but sweet. Hopefully this is something completely psychotic. All right, well, Norm Augustinus, how are you doing? What's up with you today and your little girlfriend who, with the retarded voice? Okay. By the way, you know what I just realized? You know what's great about this? Is that when I tell you, remind me to talk about this or something, or I forgot this, or, you know, and then I, of course, there's never anybody there, but now there is. So you can really remind me to talk about stuff that I forget to talk about. So remind me to talk about Zillafag and how he doesn't like retarded people at all. He really just doesn't like them. He thinks that you shouldn't be nice to retarded people. Okay. Let's see. What was I going to do? Play with Magine. Oh, Norm, right. I was just testing.
Hi, Madge. Hey, Madge, I've come up with a way to make lots of money with regards to the recent shooting at the mall in Omaha, so I thought I'd tell you about it. Madge, the idea is simple. I rent store space in every mall in the United States, and I use this space to train shoppers how to live through a gut...
I think I played the wrong clipst. Yeah, I think that's the wrong one. Oh, yeah, I think that's the wrong one. Let's try this one. Okay. Wait, no, this is the right... Wait a second.
Hi, Madge. Hey, Madge, I've come up with another world-shaking idea, so I thought I'd share it with you and your listeners. Madge, with my idea, employers wouldn't have to worry about firing employees. I do it for them remotely using a computer, and here's how my revolutionary idea works, Madge. The employer contacts me and tells me that they want a certain individual terminated from their payroll. In turn, I call the employee and ask them to direct their web browser to a specific web address.
Hello, thank you for calling the Make-A-Wish Foundation. This is Anita speaking. May I help you?
Yeah, don't talk. Go to www.yourfuckinggone.com/Anita right now. There's a video waiting for you, most important.
When they pull up the web address, they see 6 naked Chicanos, 3 naked African Americans, 5 unclothed Apache Indians, and 1 flat-chested Jewish white girl. And she's getting dicked all at once by the Indians, the Chicanos, the African Americans.
Oh,
but all at the same time, the entire group stops what they're doing and looks into the camera, and then the Jew girl lifts a dildo to her mouth. One of the Apaches plugs a mic cable into it, and then the Jew says,
"You're fired, Anita Johnson. Second floor accounting, employed with the Make-A-Wish Foundation since 1999. Mr. Samuel says your check's in the mail. Happy 2008, whore."
Madge, I figure all the big companies would want to hire me as my service removes them from the awkward inconvenience of terminating employees. My system all but eliminates physical confrontations too, and I figure employees will eventually look forward to being fired so that they too can get the call that directs them to the coveted video fire URL. The naked Apaches, the naked African Americans, the naked Chicanos, and the Jew girl with a dildo microphone. We'll sell ad space on the site, Madge, and we'll sell a copy of their termination on DVD for $9.95, 50% off for family members. The possibilities are endless, Madge. We'll make a fortune, and I'll cut you in for half the profit. That's about it, Madge. I'm Norm Augustinus, your favorite correspondent from Florida, saying, "You're fired, fucker! Mr. Samuel says your check's in the mail!"
Have you noticed this getting... Thank you, Norman. You're so wonderful. Thank you for that piece. That was fantastic. I noticed you've become a little more unglued. But have you noticed this being fired has become a very common theme in our little, my little society? I didn't want to be too local because we have many international listeners here. I want to see if the bicycle mark is there and the telephone... Why don't I see you on here? Didn't you add Madge Weinstein? Mark? Mark! God damn it, he was supposed to be on this fucking thing. Asshole. Bicycle. Now let's see. Because we only have till the 25. Username Madge Weinstein you're connected to. I don't see it. Are you invisible or something? Christ. All right, I think you need to request me. Meanwhile, I'll request you. What a waste of fucking time. Oh, my God. No, I don't know why I don't see you. Okay. Okay, well, this is great. This is real good. Let's move this over here. Let's see. Okay, meanwhile, my vagina smells. Oh, he's calling me. Okay. Hello?
Oh, hello.
Okay, wait a second. I gotta fix this so that you're not coming through the speakers. Just through my ears, okay? Let's see.
I get dizzy.
Are you there now? Can you hear me?
Blapper? Papa.
Mm. Are you there, Mark?
I'm here.
Okay, and you can hear me okay, and no echo and all that?
Yes, and I've stopped my stream to avoid crossing the streams.
Okay, but like a urine?
That's right.
I wanted to talk about... I thought it would be a good thing to talk about to compare the candidates... For environment. What do you think about that? For the environment.
Okay. Are we just doing the Democrats?
We can do others if you want. Sure. We can do others.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Let's see here. First of all, my vagina. We have to do it kind of quickly. By the way,
I don't know if anybody saw it, but Madge and I had a long Twitter discussion. It was the most substance Twitter ever had in its history.
I doubt that. But listen, I don't know if I really want to get into the whole Kucinich thing. You know, I really want to look at the candidates, but if we have to have that discussion as a precursor to discuss the candidates.
No, but I did think it was weird. I thought that he had dropped out of the race because I read a lot of news, and that's right. The impression I got from all the news. Like, oh, he dropped out.
Maybe we are going to talk about that then. Because it's kind of hard to talk about the other stuff without that. But it is New Hampshire, and, you know, 15 people are around listening, so they care.
They're very special.
But, yeah, I mean, for my purposes – oh, I found the earring. For my purposes, he did drop out. Because I've never seen a candidate who just says, vote for somebody else because I'm not on the ballot in Iowa. And – expect to be taken seriously. He just loses it for me.
Somebody asked him about it, and his explanation was, we're not on ballot. We were disqualified because our headquarters is in a private home, and you're supposed to have an office in a real office, I guess, which is a stupid technicality. I should be able to run an office from my home or whatever.
Yeah.
And so he said, I'm not on the ballot. A lot of people have asked me for a recommendation of who to vote for, what to do. If I had to choose a second, he used some term like a second choice or something like that. He said Obama. I mean, I don't know. Iowa is stupid. The Iowa caucus is stupid. I'm actually going to put it out as a video blog one of these days. And just a little like question, like, is this a normal country? Like, what the fuck is this?
Right. Well, the whole issue of why he was excluded is an entirely different story. But I think that, I don't know. I think you kind of have to act like you have to go play to win. I mean, even though, like, I know that a lot of times those libertarian candidates or whoever, even the socialist candidates, whoever they are, they're fringe. They know there's probably no way in hell they're going to get elected. But they operate under the premise that there might be some miracle of everybody might all of a sudden have a change of consciousness and vote for me. So in other words, they keep it within the realm of possibility. And for me, what Kucinich did was just take it out of the realm of possibility and make it into like the Mr. Rogers with the dolls. That's just my – that's how I feel about it.
I mean, the biggest problem – and I'm a Kucinich supporter, I mean, passively over here. The biggest problem is just that...
Right, you let him fuck you. You're bottom for him.
Mm-hmm. He can't win. He can't win.
Well...
And that is stupid.
I don't like that. Is that what you're saying? You don't like when people say that? Is that what you mean?
No, I don't like that it's a reality in the United States.
Oh, I see.
The country that we have today, or that they have today. Yeah.
Well, I don't like it either, but I really don't like when people use that as a reason not to vote for him.
Right. Because, well, there's those people, because you have to vote for a winner. You always got to be a winner. You're raised that way.
But I have to be honest, you know, my opinion changes every day. So I don't have a problem being contradicting myself. I really don't. But one thing that did make me sort of change my perspective a bit was actually when you had John Halitosis on the show. Because while he does represent, and by the way, for the audience, what's his blog? That's America Blog.
AmericaBlog.com.
Am I broadcasting still?
Oh yeah. I think you are. I shut off the stream.
No, I am. I was looking at the wrong pogrom.
You were saying John Halitosis, John Aravosis.
John Aravosis of America Blog, which I don't subscribe to. That shows you, if that gives you any idea. I still don't. But I think the way he sort of describes basically what you are is an idealist. And I would put myself into that category too. Too idealistic. And I see myself, or at least I looked inward and I thought, I may be too idealistic because, you know, I can put myself in a world where I will only support a gay, pro-gay candidate. There are none. Okay, Kucinich was one and he's gone as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, right.
You know, and yeah, I know you don't agree with that, but that's just
no. Right, opinion. You just said as far as you're concerned, right? I mean, you can't beat that.
Right. So you know, and I had said a couple months ago, I won't vote for a candidate who doesn't believe I should have 100% civil rights. And yeah, I know Obama has a well. In any case, that was my opinion. But what the Aravosis guy made me think of is. You know, you have to take your views and put them into a situation of reality, which is kind of what I feel like I'm trying to do. But with that in mind, I have to tell you, I said even like last week that if I had to support one of the three top candidates of the Democrats, I would support Hillary. Now, I've already changed that because her vagina smells.
Oh, like old cavernous vagina.
No, I like Obama. The thing is, I have some confidants. I know people who I really respect their opinions of. You're certainly one of them. But I know he's from Illinois, and I know people that are in his circles, and I know people in the legal of sort of academia world. And he was, you know, the first black editor of the Harvard Law Review and all this stuff. But what really – I just can't get the impression he made out of me. I mean, he really wants this job. I mean, he was – the night before he got elected to Senate, he was going to all over the city and shaking hands with people. And I was in a Starbucks, you know, trying to, you know, sell some black people. And he comes in, and I remember looking at these signs, and I thought – what is this sign? Bareback? His name looks like Bareback. And then all of a sudden he walks in with Jan Schakowsky, who's my congresswoman, and he comes in and he shakes everybody's hand. I mean, there's only like 10 people in the Starbucks. And this is the eve of the election. And I just found that so impressive because he really wanted it. And then he spoke at one of Terry's events, a pro-choice political action committee event. And, you know, my one big beef with him, well, two, is the gay thing. I think he pussied out. Mm-hmm. But my main beef is I think his health care plan is just – I don't get – it's just retarded looking.
And he's taking corporate money. You've said this. You've done a good
job. But they all are. All three
are. Right.
I don't know
about – and I hate that.
Yeah. Yeah,
and more than that, I wish they would just say it. It's so weird that each of the three top people have said – I was just listening to Democracy Now! Today. And
right.
You know, Hillary's got a clip on there where she says she's been fighting pharmaceutical companies. I mean, if I roll down the list of who's her biggest supporters, I will find pharmaceutical companies. So it's so funny, like the logic these days. It's not only that you take big corporate money, but I guess corporations are okay if you stand up and make speeches where you insult them a little bit. It's okay.
Right. Yeah, and we know Hillary's history. I mean, if you watch Sicko, all you have to do is learn about her history with healthcare. But what bugs me is that I think she gets sort of disfavored because she's the one that they say she takes money from political action committees, the others don't. But if you go to that Mother Jones website, you see that every one of them takes about the same amount of money from industry. You know, most of the money comes from industry. You know, if you take money from Exxon, that's not the same as taking it from a political action company that represents oil companies. So I think it's misleading to say that when they're all getting vast majority of their money from industry.
I wanted to say something. You mentioned before the Aravosis podcast that I did, which people should go fucking listen to at citizenreporter.org, but never mind that shit. You know, in that discussion, a lot of people know this classic argument between what people call the idealists and what people call the pragmatists. But my problem is, fine, you can label me an idealist, but here's what I don't like. He was talking about living in a world where the way you get people to do shit is to scare them, to scare them into action.
Right.
Or if you can't scare them, laugh them into action. Okay. And he was just talking about manipulating people.
Well, and that's thinking, and okay, that
I
and
ideas, but I don't want to live in a world where you just have to manipulate
people. Of course. And I agree with that. But the thing is, it was just the overall tone of it that I found. It was sort of his the way he sort of has this realistic kind of almost like a parental aspect of it. Like he's kind of a realist, where I see myself as more an idealist. You know, his, I mean, like I said, I don't subscribe to his blog. I don't like that kind of shit. It doesn't work for me.
No. So I don't even think obviously he doesn't write it. So we're going to do health. Environment.
Somebody wants a scowling lesbian faces. I can't make them when I'm being serious. Get fucked. You know what I mean? Jesus Christ. People are fucking assholes.
By the way, update. I do
fuck
keep
you.
An eye out on the chat there. You did get some haters, so that's good.
No, actually, I should. You're right. I should scowl more. Man, Duckman's wanted me to scowl. Hey, do you know what? He told me that thing was on Dutch TV. Did you see it?
Oh, and I didn't even receive a link. I talked to him every now and then. I didn't even receive a link. What the fuck?
Well, he had a falling out with the guy. Shouldn't say that, but I think he's on a depression swing. They had a falling out with the guy really bad. He told me the show aired, but he didn't say anything else. But I just want to know what they said. I wish there was somebody in Holland who knew. Maybe Mindcaster.
Yeah, maybe Mindcaster, right. I don't know, though.
Or maybe it didn't air it, and he didn't. Maybe he lied. I don't know.
I would have heard. Somebody would have contacted me between all the people. I mean, unless I totally don't appear in it, but even...
But those segments are so short. I mean, it was a two-minute segment. A lot of times...
watches.
I mean, yeah. I mean, most of the time I've had press, nobody notices. It's amazing how many people don't pay attention to things that they read or watch.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think we have time. No, I don't like Sarkozy.
Who the fuck is
asking me that?
Carposi?
I don't like Sarkozy, no. But that's not what... Okay, I don't...
But you would eat out his future wife.
Cheryl Murkowski's there?
Yeah, she is, or an imposter.
Cheryl, why don't you call in and come in this discussion? Because you really are much better at talking about politics than either of us. You have a nice way of summing things up.
By the way, speaking of good-looking women, yes. I was watching that Kucinich's wife, and everybody always talks about how she's good-looking, and that's all they say. That girl, woman, whatever, she is intelligent as hell. She is awesome.
Oh, fucking wrong person. God damn it. Sorry.
And she has red hair, according to Cheryl.
Oh, thank God.
Because Cheryl ate her out.
Red pubist?
That goes without saying.
Peril?
Ginger?
Hello.
Hi, Cheryl. How y'all doing, Prolips?
Oh, you know.
Ugly? As usual?
How do I turn off sounding? Okay, there we go. That's... Hello, I'm winning.
You know, it's funny. I wasn't recording the first 20 minutes of this pogrom, but because I'm recording it on video, it's not a problem anymore. Isn't that nice?
Oh, that's
Isn't that great? Listen, Cheryl, what do you think about what we were talking about before, the Obama?
Ginger.
Excuse me?
Ginger.
Gender police?
What's Ginger now? Is that the little retarded girl? Zillafag sent me this nasty message. Did you see that? Yeah, and by the way, Chris Weigel posted that, my co-host from the other day, and he thought like that was serious. She was really my co-host, wasn't she, Cheryl? I mean,
yeah,
honest
she
to
was.
God.
I've seen it, and you were being pretty nice.
Yeah, I was being nice. We sang songs. She's a good singer, and her audio engineering is fabulous.
Yes, and her face is big, so you gotta
face
like her.
Is always a plus, especially if your name is Wand of Wisdom. Mm-hmm. But
ladies, do you think any haters followed us from Blog TV to over here?
I hope so. I really need haters. Please hate
how
me.
How can we get them?
I'm a gay lesbian. You really don't. You really? I hate straight people. They're terrible. Tampons are bad. Breeders. What, Cheryl?
Did you already talk about why you switched websites?
I don't know, because I think I'm going to switch back tomorrow, honestly. I like that one better because there were more haters. That was the alarm to wake me. Oh, no, that's the alarm to end. Okay, but we're not really ending. We're just going to end the video portion.
Why?
Because Chris Weigel told me to, and he's the boss. Well, you're, okay, it's not like anybody can fucking see you anyway, you stupid fucking whore.
I can see. Well, I like to watch you. It's kind of fun.
Not your video. Okay, video abortion. I'll keep the video running, but I will...
Stop the community television station.
Exactly, that's it.
Public access.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you everyone for listening over there in the world, and remember to watch me instead of Fox News or Martin.
Retarded people on.
Who is that? Walter Cronkite? I don't even know who does the news. Who's that guy with the crooked face that does the news?
Crooked letter.
I. Prolapse. P. Mm-hmm. Who is that? Brian Williams. I was watching him, you know, because I started to go back into the physical education yesterday. Mm-hmm. And they have the Stairmaster. Okay, it ended. Okay, so anyway, I got to take the tape out. I'll be right black. So that way, because otherwise it's going to shut off. Don't worry. Excuse it's going to keep her.
Cheryl, I heard this thing was going to be on the community cable.
Rip. No.
I hope we can have that slot right after, what's her name, Alexis Tyler. Tyler.
Whoa. That was nice.
How'd you like that one, Drilch?
Well, it sounded more like a raspberry.
It's not on MNN. It will be. We have to collect about 25 shows first, so it's not going to be on MNN for a while.
What's that?
The
N-word channel.
MNN. Yeah, that's why, Luke, that's why I'm switching. Luke says it's only 18 viewers. Well, that's why I like the blog TV, because it had many more people, even if they are heart bots. I don't give a flying fuck. Show your gine. These people are terrible. Show your gine.
That's got a very big reach.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was the Minnesota... neighborhood.
What were we talking about before the giant? Something about farting.
Hillary Clinton's cavernous.
Oh yeah. No, we were talking about Zillafag, and how he posted. So Chris Weigel posted a nice video of that poor little retarded girl who I thought was so endearing. I co-hosted, and he writes as a comment, "Not funny," and this is stolen.
What?
Look at the comment, Cheryl.
What do you mean it's stolen?
He says I stole her material by posting a link to it in my website. Isn't that retarded?
Didn't post it. He posted it.
Chris did. No, but Zillafag is the one saying this, though.
Retarded.
He got his panties all bunched. So I just wrote back on the comment thing, "Wah!" Mm-hmm. You know, I don't understand how all these people get periods. I think they just have too much time.
You know what
hands.
You can do to get yourself a period?
What's that?
Well, if you fist yourself, maybe double fist or foot yourself so much that you tear your lining, then it will bleed and it's like a period. Just add some fish smell.
Be careful, because fistula is bad.
Fistula that'll work.
Yeah, it's on the Al Jazeera.
Mm-hmm. Fistju.la.
No. What would that
is
be?
That taken? I got to see if that's taken.
Why didn't you try and sell prolapse.se? I think it
is there a dot la?
Nobody wants prolapse.
I think there is. There's blogging.la, I think, so there must be a la. Yeah.
It must belong to like Latvia. Oh, Christ on a horse. Trotsky's like that. You can't see him. He's right where I'm pointing.
It says the GoDaddy doesn't sell the .la.
No, you have to go to Latvia. Just go to Latvia, Cheryl.
No, Cheryl, but your mother sucks and sells. I have to tell you, I edited the little advice segment we did yesterday. I edited it.
Oh, it was really good.
Did you watch it already? Did you like the way it ends?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Wow.
I also watched one of your videos. It's on a secret website, but... I know nobody else has seen it, but...
Tranny Wreck with Duty Stain, that one?
No, the one with your friend that cuts the hair. I'm sure you didn't mean for me to see it, but it was really good, honey.
How did you see that?
Because you put it on a secret website, you fucking bitch.
I did?
Yes, you probably just meant for her to see
it. Yeah, but and that wasn't even when it was finished. That was way before.
No, it was. I want to see the finished one. It was good.
Was it 15 minutes long, that one?
I think so.
Or was it shorter?
It was good. I just thought I'd tell you that, honey. I thought it was good and different and good.
In fact. How do I get more viewers on the show? Maybe I need to show my breasts.
Do it.
Singular. No.
I don't like this. This is one of those dweeb channels, Ustream. I'd rather do the block. What do you think, Sheryl?
Well, I mean, this was a backup. I think it works just fine, even though Saudi Queen, you know, doesn't work for her. But she's kind of what we call an AIDS queen, so it doesn't matter.
Is she an AIDS queen? What was the problem with Saudi Queen? I see her on the chat.
DVD.
Excuse me.
It works fine, and you can put up your recorded program if you want it, and there's not tons of advertisements that I see.
And there's not so many hearts.
There's no moderator coming in the fucking program thing.
It made shit yesterday. It just kept moving so fast.
Yeah, but that's a small price to pay for having a lot of listen turns. I have to put my black woman thing on.
Her apartment is not clean. It's not clean blood. If you've seen it, now let me tell you, you'd walk around there with socks. Your socks would be black, covered in crumbs.
With a Q-U-E.
Why?
Gross. It's not white, honey.
Yeah, but I've been wearing them for 6 days.
Ew.
The fuck do you expect? You didn't see my jine, did you? Hope not.
Show it.
Hell to the no.
What happened to your rubber vagina? What happened to your rubber vagina?
I still have it. Do you want me to get it?
Let's see. Yes. That'll get
you. You know, but we really should wait for that part. Well, it doesn't matter. It's on public access. Who cares? They don't like that anyway, the joint.
Okay.
You two talk, though. I don't want dead prolapses.
Okay. So, I was doing nothing, and I need to do a all I've been doing is coming on this shit instead of doing my own show, and I think I'm suffering. Oh, my. She's big. Wow. Mm. She's gained the weight.
Yes. So, you got a program coming up?
No.
Oh.
I mean,
do you need ideas? Because this is a good place to get them.
Not really. This is where I use up all my ideas, so I can't do it, you know?
Mm-hmm. You could just call that black woman.
Well, I mean, luckily she'll pay me someday for... Oh, no, she won't. What's she doing? Songs are a lot of work, you know?
You know what, since this...
Whoa.
You like that, Sheryl?
What is that?
It's an artificial vagina. It's moving.
What's the sound?
It's got a motor, honey. Look.
Put it closer to the screen.
The stream? Say stream.
Stream.
No, stream.
Screen. Okay.
Wow.
Closer. Now turn it on.
I ain't seen that since breakfast.
But see,
turn it.
It vibrates the inside because it's for a penis. It's sexy.
Turn it on.
It is on.
Why didn't he ring you?
Oh, because that goddamn microphone's over here. What do you want, fucking cunt?
Now, I want you to put your finger in there so we can see your finger moving with it moving artificially. All right,
but only if you promise to masturbate.
Oh, wow.
Should I do a goatsy?
Yes.
All right, it might break it, but see if I give a shit.
Oh, spread it. Yeah.
Say the goatsy prayer with me.
Goatsy We like the goat. Oh, what's in there?
Yes.
Ew, there's all these things in there. Ew. It's got
a goatsy?
Cilio.
Is that a goatsy? Did I get a goatsy?
Yes, most. Can you make it purl then?
Okay.
Or will that ruin it? It probably would ruin it.
Why do I care if it's ruined? Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't know, because you can use it. Can you put it between your legs so it looks like you have a vagina?
Not today.
Come on.
No,
do it.
Is this like standing in vagina power?
I can't, sort of. But look at this, Cheryl. Look, the other end is a hole. So I guess if you have a big penis, a dildo, it goes through the other ends.
Please put it between your legs. Please.
I like somebody did a Yakov Smirnoff reference. I like that. In Soviet Russia, something gets
further all the way in. Goes like this. And put it underneath and then show us it between your legs so it looks like a puss.
Work.
Work? Wow.
This is perfectly normal.
Perfectly normal.
See, if you did that, I want you to do this on the blog TV, honey, next time.
Tomorrow, we'll do blog TV again. I'm digging for gold. I'm going to go see.
Work the clitoris.
Go
work
see.
By the way, we may get a call from Robert Scoble. He very much wants to come on the program. I just heard that.
Oh my God, I forgot this is a Robert Scoble show. I forgot to talk about it.
Yeah, but people on here didn't know that.
Well, let's see if I can fist it.
He's doing an application related to rubber vaginas.
Who owns this station?
Please don't refer to
me. I'm trying to get the fist in the goatsy.
You're doing the fisting wrong. You should know, honey.
I'm doing it right.
They're all the fingers together. Yeah, yes.
And then the clock, right? Like a clock. Clock and cunt. Until I remembered clock and cunt.
Somebody would like to know if it feels real.
How the fuck should... Oh, yes, it does.
I think you're breaking it, honey. You hear that? Well,
she's crying. She's crying. Don't
fist me. Is there something living in there? Oh, wow.
I think it's dead.
It's never going to have any kids after this.
That's what I want. I don't want this. So anyway, about this like environment and everything, what do you think about who are you voting for? I mean, what do you think about the environment? Who's strongest when it comes to global warming and the end of the planet, Cheryl?
Well, I don't really care.
Why not?
Because I'm probably going to die in a few years.
Yeah, but there's other people on this earth.
Oh, who cares?
They're all assholes, but still.
You drive a hybrid car?
Had the biggest...
No, I drive the Bullets.
The BPAS or BPU?
BPH.
Listen, I want to tell you, I had a long... I don't want to say argument because it was civil, but with that Republican asshole. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. And it's just so weird because I don't normally... I mean, this is like one of these Fox News type people who I happen to know, and he's the managing partner of a really big international law firm.
Sure.
And he has no teeth, so he's going always when you talk to him and you're eating, because we were eating at the Thai place. And I hate talking to people without teeth because they, I mean, even if I don't understand how that works, but he's going, even though he has teeth, but
kind of like that. Yes. I know the feeling.
That's what I do. But so he was just like, he was just like, he had no ability to be rational at all. He just said, I hate Hillary. She's a fucking bitch. I fucking hate her. She's a bitch. Everyone knows she's a fucking bitch.
Okay.
And that was all he had, you know, and you couldn't get past it.
How'd she know?
And then we're talking about...
Is this one of your friends?
That's sort of... An acquaintance, okay. I would say.
Why you go out to eat with them?
Why are you so ugly?
Oh.
Anyway, that's what people used to say in New York. I mean, in New York City, everybody hated Hillary in the late
90s. Why? I mean, you have to have a reason.
Well, people are stupid. I mean, they don't even bother coming up with a reason. It was just, you know, as far as they knew, she had just moved to New York State, and she was just going to become the senator, and... she was like tough and independent, whatever that means. So everybody was like, oh, she's a bitch.
Yeah, I hate women.
But see,
too.
I just don't think that's a good reason. No, I mean, if she's a bitch, you have to have like something to back it up other than, everybody knows she's a bitch.
It goes right up there with hey, George Bush. He's a nice guy. We can, you know, he's like your neighbor.
Yeah.
How the fuck do I know? I never lived across the street.
But do you get the feeling though from watching Amy Goodman that she is kind of supporting Hillary more than the other candidates?
Who's supporting Hillary more? What?
Excuse me. Amy Goodman. Amy Goodman. Democracy Now.
I don't really get a feeling either way.
Okay. Maybe it's just my imagination, but I do get a feeling that she's subtly supporting her. I'm not supporting Hillary. I just am saying that to call her a bitch and a whore, which I'm allowed to do, but I do that to everyone. But
one man, two cunts.
Yeah, it's a different to. I mean, you need you
one
need
Hillary,
facts.
Two rotten hams.
You need something to back it up. Like, okay, she takes money from so and so. That's a good thing. That's a good reason to back it up. She's a leader with experience. If you seriously think someone like Obama, with limited to no experience, can handle the job, you're crazy.
Who cares?
Yeah, well.
Because Bush has so much experience, honey.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, but, you know, they could be right. It's a gamble. But he makes good speeches, and that's all Reagan.
Hello, hello. The president doesn't do anything. It's all who they appoint, so get fucked. So stupid.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't have no experience for whatever.
The president does choose to do something, Cheryl, when they're not retarded.
Yeah, sits on the pot.
He's not doing anything that he really needs experience.
The president can all he really needs to do is inspire us to not be such stupid asshole shitheads. And to get people to
Cheryl,
do good.
This is coming from somebody who works at a daycare center. Because
you know
if you've ever had a real job in the corporate world, you would understand that the CEO, the person running the company, while they don't appear to be doing anything, are in fact playing golf.
You know what?
What?
The daycare center allows me to change people's lives forever.
Oh,
it may be positive or otherwise. It don't matter. It's a clean experience. I watch thoroughly. Hello.
Yes.
Making the damn sense.
Thanks for the face.
You're affecting children.
I want to know. I haven't read the platforms for the different candidates and the environment, and I haven't been watching the news. But from my distant perspective, are they even talking about global warming?
Look, they're just like it's just like with television stations and how.
Obviously, I have no idea how the world works.
Well, you contribute
works,
to global warming
without
fucking tanning, and when your skin burns off,
they're
and you're
all
smoking,
you can go more. From website to website.
You know what? You streamer 48353. I really don't appreciate you talking to me like this.
I don't mind it. I don't mind you talking like that, Mr. 453, but you should please use
at signs. I just really wanted to draw it out and talk like this, kind of like my friend Mitch Weinstein.
One second. Hello? Just give me one sec. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. I don't mind how much you want to hate people, but please say who it is you're directing your comment towards using that at symbol, the monkey tail.
Please spell my name wrong.
Please say at Monkey Tail Cheryl or at Bloated Lesbian or so we know who you're talking to or about. Complete sentences would be very nice. Mouth breathers. Christ.
Nicely done.
Anyway, so what were you saying, Mark, about the environments? Oh, he's talking to Cheryl. She's a whore. Fuck her. Thank you.
But if you go from any website between the three, let's say that there's three top candidates now from the Democrats, they all seem to try to write the exact same thing. And the reason is because they want to make sure that they can overlap in terms of supporters as much as possible.
Yeah, it's all strategy.
It's just like television programming. You know, you got a reality show on Channel 2, Channel 4 wants a reality show. Nobody wants to take a risk because they're afraid that they'll lose public, they'll lose people.
They do.
And so everybody just copies off each other. I mean, that's a fact of television programming. You don't want to take a big risk because it's not worth it in terms of advertising, in terms of making your audience feel uncomfortable.
And podcasting.
That's
now.
Why you can't get on television.
As podcasting is. Oh, what do you mean, can't get on television? I can't even get on the pod show's fucking page, and I work for them. I started as a fucking company. I can't even get on pod show's front page. You think I'm worried
because
about fucking television? I can't even get in my own company.
You worked for 5 minutes. Remember that one day when their website was down, but then they...
I'm sorry. We're having some temporary interference. We're having some interference. What's the... Excuse me. I don't hear nothing.
Oh.
Excuse me.
It was a tickled news show. Oh, me so prolapse. Long time. Oh, me so prolapse.
Okay. Now, Mark, what were you saying about the environment? Excuse me.
Sometimes they get that salami. Anyway. What? Oh, I'm reading now. Osborne. Oh, yeah, I know.
Environment, not Osborne. I don't care about the rat eater.
Experience is overrated in this case. I mean, Obama has done the state thing. He's now done the national thing. Like, I mean, George Bush ran the country, so to speak, on no experience. Plenty of people have.
Well, and he has been a U.S. senator, granted only for a couple of years, but he has been a state senator for a long time. And my friends know him, say he never voted. But he does give good speeches, and that's all Reagan could do. Of course, he ruined the planet, too. So my answer is go fuck yourself.
I love these hate sort of things. Like, if Obama wasn't black, he wouldn't even be close. How do we even know? We can't even have that discussion. Like,
that
is
so stupid. It's not about his race.
If my parents hadn't met, I wouldn't have been born.
Really?
Yeah, basically.
What about you, Cheryl? Did you come out of one of them test tubes?
Test tube.
Like the Brave New Worlds?
No. I was born in a tanning bed, believe it or not. My supple young fetus skin prematurely slithered out of my mother's womb. And quite a few days after that, when I was also I was in the tanning bay, and she pierced my clitoris. My mother did.
She pierced her clit in the tanning bed?
Yes.
Did she lift the hood first?
The hood.
Did she lift the thing?
Oh no, no! She was very talented. She's still alive. Guess how old she is?
25.
35.
Cheryl, there's something very wrong about it. Now, you said you're going to be off of daycare, available, as the Indians would say, until Martin Luther King Day. But I'm not black, so I don't know when that is.
Well, basically, I have a lot of work to do during the day, but I can do it whenever I want. Okay. And, so this morning, I got up, I tanned, I smoked, I read some news, watched the Mikey Ponds video. It was real good. Did you see that?
I watched his first one. It was excellent. Did he do another one?
Which first one, honey?
Just watch it.
Where there was lots of video.
There was a picture of one, you mean?
I have to jump in here.
I only saw one,
and
it was like kind of experimental. I don't know.
Michael Snatch is on the Skype here, if you want to bring him on.
Oh, I don't need her.
He has no idea what's going on. Anyway, Michael Snatch has no idea what's going on, but he's Skyping me. Anyway.
Mikey Pond, you mean?
Can you tell him to add Madge Weinstein or call me or something?
Who's Michael?
No, I have to add him. Let me add him first. What's his name on the thing?
It's just Michael Schkap. You remember how to spell it?
Oh, yes. Unfortunately, I do.
Schkap. Everyone loves to hear him.
I thought he was on a bender.
He's going to be hosting Jay and Ryan coming up next week.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if he's going to put them in Papa's house or in his own, though. Do you?
I think he'll put him in Papa's house.
Papa, can you hear me? Although, like that, Papa's house is a real nice... I don't think he liked me at all. I just have a feeling.
The Papa?
Yeah, I don't think he liked me. I don't think he likes the lesbian. Yeah.
Oh, I got a good spam email.
Okay, I added him, but it's not showing up. I think he's got to accept
the comments.
Just go down to the little question marks. He probably is already on your list. He just doesn't
Oh, yeah, he doesn't go online because he's retweeted.
There we go.
This is going to be John. Chris told me not to do long shows.
Railroad! Hello?
Hey, Michael. How you doing?
Hey, man.
You know, this is a video stream, too. You can.
Oh, my goodness.
If you go to yeastradio.com, you'll see the thing to click on.
We should ask him. Do you have a preferred streamer, streaming? Hi, Michael.
Wait a minute. Do I prefer something what?
Hey,
yeah, like
if
versus,
your vagina
I don't know,
smells.
Blog TV. Or Ustream TV? Do you like any of these?
I don't know what you're talking about. Actually, I know what you're talking about. Well, I can't bother. I mean, I don't know if anybody cares about my opinion, but all this nonstop online sharing shit is really.
I agree. Sucks.
Eating my no, it sucks. And you know, we got to do some other things. You know, like by the way. I haven't told you, Madge. Is this live?
This is live and it's being streamed.
Fucking hell, because you know what? It's actually a secret. I'm not going to tell anybody anymore anything.
You just did.
Movie.
You just,
I did. I know. I'm a schmuck. It's actually.
There's several Amster spies listening.
I was not aware. You never told me this was really live.
Yes, I did. You weren't listening.
Right.
Listen, I'll take it out of the podcast. There's only 20 people watching the live stream, and they're all fucking retards. Okay, they don't leave.
Please take it out because it's crazy. Shall I tell you
something? I'll take it out. Don't worry.
Shall I tell you something else? I'm going to tell the secret to the 20 people.
Sure.
But I'm going to kill anybody who's going to use it. The thing is, this year.
Your vagina smells?
This year. It's 10 years ago that Viagra hit the market.
10 years.
And what? Yes, 10 years. And what started as a old man Bob Dole kind of thing rapidly went into the porno industry. Then the gays discovered that it worked really swell in combination with ecstasy and cocaine. And now we see the mainstream heterosexuals using it too. The thing is, as a sort of leisure drug, you know, as some sort of, you know, extra thingy. Must be aware. What?
I said right.
Yeah, right. And you must be aware that the mafia has discovered this too, because as you know, an official Viagra pill still costs in Holland €9 per pill, and in the United States it will be like $9 or $8. I don't know how much exactly. But you can buy them on the streets now. Real counterfeit, working, looking the same for like $1-$2.
Okay. But listen, can you please do me a favor and turn on the stream? I have to show you my vagina for real.
Wait a minute, your fucking vagina?
Please.
Where do I go? Which
Yeastradio.com, and then you'll see it right away. It's just one of those things you click on, a huge you'll see a huge bike. You can keep talking, but I want you to see my vagina. It's pretty big.
Yeastradio.com.
Yeastradio.
Did you like my comment on your program, man?
What? What was the comments?
You look at the comment and you can't.
I can't. Something will crash. Just tell me which program.
Okay.
The retorted girl.
Now I posted the spam comment on your website.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
No, I like to post spam emails. Look at on your comments.
God damn! I hate these fucking phones beeping. That was the low battery.
Hey, that's terrific.
You see me?
Yeah, but I have a double voice now. Wait, I have to.
Okay, but let me show you my vagina. Okay, are you ready? Are you ready?
Put it actually under your dress, please. Yeah, it's where your vagina belongs.
No.
Yes, yes.
I can't.
Doesn't, why?
Because it doesn't look right. This is like a dream vagina. Can I show
you? Wait, I'm getting crazy. My dear. I hear myself twice. Do I have to close something?
Get the little volume.
Don't worry. Just shut up for 3 seconds and look at my vagina. You got it? Jesus. You like that?
Wow. That's horny. That is horny.
Yeah. And you know about Goatsy, right? Ah, Christ. Goatsy.
Wait.
It's like one of those muscle trainers. This is like when Cheryl was born.
She's gonna ruin the layout.
Somebody get a still shot of this. I'm not saving it.
Why aren't you saving this?
Because I ran out of fucking tape. Are you gonna goddamn donate money for the goddamn public access TV
bullshit?
But
you could be recording this on this shit, honey.
I hate you.
Where is
Did somebody get it? Did somebody get some of that?
Where's the yeast? Is there some yeast
in the vagina?
Can you show me some yeast?
It's all I need some. Cunt. Okay. Are Jay and Ryan staying in your dad's place or in your office?
Upstairs, your room, yeah, under the giant tit.
I'm jealous. They're going to be happy there. I love that place. I don't think your father liked me much.
Well, actually, what you did, you schmuck, you left a turd on the toilet. How do you do that?
What do you mean? I left a turd.
Yes, he told me that when you left, there was a brown heap of shit lying.
That's a lie.
He says so.
That
is a lie.
That is a setup. See, he's all toilet possessed. Remember, because that was the only thing he said. Americans are always dirty in the bathroom. Oh, no, he said, and turn the lights off. Americans don't turn lights off because they waste electricity and they never flush the toilet.
Yes.
He set me up. I flush the fucking toilet every time. That's all I think about is shitting.
My father is not a liar. He said that he found a heap of shit and it was not his.
It was probably you talking.
Was it on the seat?
Yeah, on the seat. It was like shit on the toilet seat, on the back of it.
I've done that.
Oh, on the back of it?
Yeah.
So that's not shit. There was probably some leftover ass sweat and maybe a little pubis.
Okay, I will tell him. I hope Ryan is a bit more decent. I mean, I don't know how she shits. But she has her period. That will be really messy. I mean, I hope not for my father. So
your
let's
dad
check
needs
that.
To get over it. I mean, I'm sorry, but I can't be perfect. At least it doesn't look like this. Christ, look what I have to live in. Jesus Christ.
Hey, why did you shave off your hair? Do you have cancer or something? No.
It's here. It's just very tight. It was just too hot before with all my hair out and everything.
Okay.
I had it on earlier. Okay. See, we're recording.
You look very professional, actually. Jesus Christ.
Well, Chris Weigel is sort of producing me, and he's helping my career. And he's going to put all these tapes. We're making tapes for public access. That's what this is really about.
But could you just question in the forum, do you have a fetus, Michael? Is this the guy whose family has a fetus?
Yes, we do.
Oh yeah, that's right.
The fetus is happens is that Madge Weinstein stole my fetus, and there's a picture of her podcast showing my fetus. It's true.
This is the problem with going when you go from house to house and you live like a vagrant, like a gypsy, like kind of like I look.
Oh,
you leave problems wherever you go.
Turds.
That's the problem with being a house guest. You know,
You were a very sweet guest, and I hope to have you over once again. So don't worry.
I don't.
I will try and wipe my ass better. So, but you're supposed to wipe your ass before. No, after. Before?
Oh.
I don't know. Michael, did that thing ever air? Do you know the thing with me and talking about
I don't think so, because I quit this program. So.
Why you quit?
Well, that's not interesting for the audience. By the way, please, I repeat once again, please cut out my movie story, please, because it's not. I mean, I have a deal with the broadcasting company, but it's not really signed
Make
yet.
Sure
and
to
I
keep
want...
talking about it. And you
well,
know,
just yeah, stop talking about it because I don't want to have to edit out here too.
I will edit it out.
Don't worry.
You shouldn't name anybody
okay, thanks.
Or anything.
Thanks.
Except Viagra.
Shut up.
Everybody knows Viagra. Cheryl likes Viagra.
Oh, my God. When I think of my lips, it's so big and hard.
Oh, look. Osborne wrote, Adam Curry is talking about streaming his show now. Copy cunt.
And also Feast of Feo. They're talking about it, too.
Oh, my God. That'd be so funny to see them.
Yeah, really.
You know what? David Serta told me that, he has a director. Anyway, the director was... had a Halloween party, and the Feast of Feo came to it, and he said they were so drunk and disgusting, and they were just rude as hell, and like all over the bar,
drunk, rude,
and nasty, and just like everybody was looking at them like, you people are disgusting.
Ew.
But I think it'd be hilarious to have, it's hard to Photoshop a video stream, isn't it? Unless you just, put Vaseline all over it. Not everybody can be beautiful like me and you, honey.
Cocktails, gossip, news, and fun. Yeah. This is so good.
Michael, are you going to any of these video conference things that Jay and Ryan are going to?
I guess that I will join them one. But do we have to pay for that? And is it, well.
One of them, yes. Yeah.
Okay,
Michael's
we'll
Jewish,
see.
Like me.
Why did man have to have such a sweet rectum?
Good question.
Good.
But I want to finish about Adam Curry. The thing is, I hope he is streaming, because if he does streaming, that means he'll set up Podshow to be able to do it. So
and
I,
it will
I'm
do it really shitty? Oh, sorry.
No, they won't do it shitty. They'll just make it.
Never.
They'll just make it so that you have to go through 15 menus. But their technology is actually
lots
really
of ads,
good.
Lots of ads, lots more flash.
that voice from what's his name?
And all these fucking sites have Flash. It's not just them.
Another pod show podcast.
Yeah, but the hosting fucking works. Shut up.
And I love the ads. Sometimes I don't even listen.
Have such a sweet rectum, those
ads? Sometimes I cut out the middle of your program, so I just get the man at the front and the black.
Cheryl, I want to tell you, I took your advice. You said I went to the gym, I ate berries, and I felt much better the rest of the day. But I wanted is the story
Dr.
I was trying.
Bill.
Excuse me. This is the story I wanted to tell. Is that so? I'm at the gym on one of these Eclipse trainers, going whoosh whoosh, lesbian, lesbian, lesbian. I got my iPod on. I had my iPod on, and I'm, you know, and I look at, you know, they have like seven different monitors. One is like CNBC, all this shit. And like, there's one that has like a Weight Watchers diet program, you know, advertisement. And then on the next thing, they have this TV show, which I'd never seen before, a cooking show called The Barefoot Contessa. Barefoot Cunt Tessa, I swear to God. And she's making this, she's this big fat woman with this maniacal expression, like, hee. And she is like cooking all this bacon. And then she takes the bacon grease and pours it into like a Cuisinart ice cream maker. And she uses it to make fudge.
Ooh.
And I'm like, this is so disgusting. This is like, why don't you just show people how to shoot up on fucking heroin, you know? And then you have the diet to get rid of all this cholesterol on the very next screen.
Man, you're completely retarded.
What? That's a perfectly rational social observation. Matt.
So, fudge.
Why?
Pork
fudge.
Type of pork fudge for Jews.
Very flaming.
Pork fudge for Jews. Listen, Michael, what do you think? I want to end this, and I will talk about the erection some other time, because this is ridiculous. Chris Weigel's going
to
kill me.
Well, I don't know why. I mean, it's not...
Why that man have to have such a sweet rectum full of sperm? Louder, please.
Why does man have to have such a sweet rectum?
Man, Doug, man, last question. Last question. I just want to know.
Why does man have to have such a sweet rectum?
How does our erection look from afar? What is your impression as a foreigner? That's all I want to know.
Wait a minute. You asking me?
Yeah.
The rectum full of sperm?
No.
You mean?
Not full of rectum. Yeah.
Yes, how does it look from there?
What is the subject? What was the latest subject?
I just wanted to know how the election in America looks from
where
you are.
Oh, God! Oh, sorry!
Just an overview.
Okay.
No specific question about it. I just want to know, like, what is your overall impression?
Tonight is the night, right?
Who actually, the fuck has a nose like a potato?
Well,
oh, I thought they were talking about me. Sorry, I can't... Okay, Huckleberry.
My wife.
I'm sorry. My wife. Can you please go on, Doc? Your wife is beautiful. She does not have a... He has the most gorgeous and wonderful wife. You know, I met her. She's amazing. You wouldn't believe how this creepy guy got her.
My wife...
What is her vagina?
Tell me how that works.
My wife, she met Barack Obama last time, and she's now in Washington, and she's tonight going to a bar... where all the Barackies of Washington come together, watch television, and my wife is completely in love with Mr. Obama, completely, completely over her ears, and I don't know what to think of it. I mean, I like the guy too, and actually, I really loved the moment yesterday when Mrs. Clinton started to cry a little. You saw this?
I heard about it. I didn't see it.
Yeah,
I feel sorry for her. I really do. I mean, she got so screwed over by her husband. I think the only reason she stuck with him is so that she could be president. And I think this has got to be so crushing to her if she doesn't win on a personal
level. I know.
I'd eat her out, though. I ate out Nancy, honey.
19. Well, the thing is that that I really don't know what to think of it. My wife and I think that Barack Obama will be shot by somebody very soon.
Oh, my God. You can't say that.
You think before the election?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's going to be murdered. Because, actually,
you can't
like,
say that.
You
know,
assassination is going to elect it first. Dang.
What did you say, Mark?
I'm just...
Wow.
The basic rule of assassination It used to be. Then she got elected first. But anyway, I don't know. Assassinations are
look,
kind of a
what
thing
about Bobby Kennedy?
No, but he is. Look, yeah, listen, listen. Topic. Barack Obama, seriously, Barack Obama is the first candidate in years that has the same kind of appeal, I call it attraction, as like JFK had, for instance, or guys like that, or Bobby Kennedy, for that matter. This guy, there are going to be people who are going to hate the idea so much that a black guy with a even a Muslim father will become the next president, that I'm sure that they will try to do something. I mean, this is unbelievable. I think it's really, for American history, this is unprecedented.
Who's chewing?
Type of this.
Who's chewing?
Reels.
I don't know. I think
chewing?
Cheryl.
No, it was your dad.
He's in Florida, Cheryl. Hello? I don't hear nothing. Excuse me. Hold on. I think I lost. This happens sometimes with Skype. Hold on. I can't hear you all.
Story.
Sorry, you're back. I lost you for sex cunt.
I got on a tram in Berlin, and I was just coming from our friend Jim's house, and I was going towards Alexanderplatz. I get on the tram. I don't know anybody, you know. And I'm walking through the tram thinking about not paying because I couldn't find any change. And you can do that. Berlin is fun. And all of a sudden, I hear a voice going, "No fucking way. I don't believe it. I don't believe it." And I'm thinking, okay, it's a crazy guy. I'm just going to keep walking. And then suddenly a hand reaches out to me, and I turn, and it's Michael Snatch right there with his wife.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Did you get money?
You know what? And you know what?
What?
You know what? The moment what? He passed by, I was at that moment writing a SMS message to Mr. Bryce Mark himself.
Ooh. Cheryl, make
that
sound, please.
That's a synchronicity.
Cheryl, can you make that sound, that woo sound? Layup.
That's the feeling.
We have to end. I really do. Mark, I don't know. Maybe if you live around tomorrow, maybe we can talk, or whenever you're around next, we can talk about the environment platforms. But it's probably better if we research them in advance anyway. Maybe you have, but I haven't.
I hope you're recording the cell program, man.
I am, but I'm going to get in trouble from Chris Weigel because he told me to stop after 25 minutes or else I'll get
turned
out.
My,
I don't see anybody else trying to help my fucking career.
My voice
whore.
Is worth a lot of money, and I don't just do this for nothing, you know.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Hey, this video is
I gotta
guy.
Go eat.
I'm going to hang up, and I will be. I would like to join next time, and then a little bit more prepared, so we could, you know. Have some decent conversation.
All right. Well, I'm playing the theme song, which means we're ending. Thank you so much, all of you, for being on my program.
Boy, who I'm
watching. Get fucked.